Daf Nun Gimel. Zuck the Mishnah, if someone makes another person's produce tameh, or if he mixes truma into the other person's produce, or if he makes the other person's wine into yayin nesach, if it was done b'shoigig, his potter was done b'mezid is chayiv. Zuckmar, with regard to the case of making into yayin, wine into yayin nesach, Rav says the case where the person pours a tava is zar. Shmuel says the case where he mixed the yayin nesach into the person's regular wine. Shmuel doesn't say like Rav, because someone who pours wine tava is zar should be chayiv misa, and as such will be potter from paying anything because of kamalim b'drabimineh. Rav says he would be chayiv to pay because there's a v'yimiyah says he's chayiv for stealing it the minute he picks it up. He's not chayiv misa until he actually pours it. Since the penalties do not come at the same time, he's chayiv for both. Rav doesn't say like Shmuel, because he says that Shmuel's explanation is the same thing as the case of the person who mixes truma into the produce. Shmuel says that these cases are cases of penalty, and therefore one can't be learned from the other. That's why each one has to be taught separately. Fact Gemara. According to the view that we can learn out cases of knasos one from each other, why do we need to list all these cases in the Mishnah? Fact Gemara, all the cases are needed. If we just have the case of the person making the produce tamei, if the produce was truma, he'd be chayy because he makes it totally aser. If the produce is chul, and he's chayy because it's aser to increase tumenary to sell. However, when he mixes truma into regular produce, he has done nothing wrong, maybe he should not be chayiv. If we just had a case of mixing, we would say he's chayiv in that case because that's a more common case. But making tummy, which is more uncommon, maybe he'd be potter. If we say these two cases, we'd say he's chayiv because there's no concept of kamalim b'drabimineh. However, in the case where he pours the wine, since the concept does apply, maybe he would not be chayiv. The Mishnah therefore teaches he's chayiv, like Arimia explained. According to the Braisa taught by the father of Oven, which says that at first the penalties for making someone's produce tummy and making their wine yayin nesach were instituted, and later they added the penalty for one who mixes truma into someone's produce. So why were each of the cases needed? Mar says if we would only have the case of making something tummy, we would say that he's chayiv because the concept of kamalim b'drabimineh doesn't apply. But in the case of yayin nesach where it does apply, we would say they should be potter. Therefore, the Mishnah also has to teach the case of yayin nesach to teach that he's chayiv over there as well. If we'd only have the case of yayin nesach, we would say that only there is chayiv because he has rendered the wine totally useless for any purpose. But in the case of tameh, where it has some use, he can use it to fuel a fire or for animal feed, which then maybe he's potter. That's why both cases are needed. Now, if we only have these two cases, we would say he's chayiv in these cases because he has caused a significant loss. But in the case where he mixes in truma, where the loss is limited, he can sell only to kehanim. There's less demand, so the price goes down. But maybe it's only a smaller loss, so maybe he's potter. That's why the Mishnah has to teach this case as well. Chizkiya said the raisa one is chayiv when he damages in an unrecognizable way, like in our Mishnah, whether it was done b'shoig or b'meiz d'rabbanan, say b'shoig he'll be potter, so that he'll let the person know that the produce is aser. Because if we're going to make him chayiv, he just won't tell the person what he did. Why don't we say that b'meiz it is potter? So also because, or else we won't let the person know. The Mara said this person went b'meiz it intentionally damaging the other person's produce. Obviously, he wants that person to know what he did, so he surely will not tell him. He surely will tell him, and therefore we don't have the chashash, so they won't tell him. Rabbi Yochanan said the right is potter whether he did b'shoig or b'meiz, because hezek shein nikir lo yishmei hezek. The Rabbanan said that he's chayiv if it was done b'meiz, so that we don't have people going around and making other people's produce tameh and claiming to be potter. In fact, our Mishnah says kahanim will make a carbon into pigle or chayiv if they do so b'meiz for the benefit of the world. Now pigle is a form of damage that is not recognizable. Hezek shein nikir. To say that the kahanim was made to make the meizid chayiv refutes chizkiya. Whereas the Mishnah means that the meizid is chayiv, but the shoig is potter. And it's a shoigig being potter that was done for the benefit of the world. Because in truth, everyone should be chayiv for such damage, because it's really true damage. Rabbi Elazar asks, Rabbi Isa says, if someone does work with the paraduma or its water mixture, he's potter from punishment and bezin, but his chayiv to be punished by heaven. Now, if Hezek is shmei hezek, he should be chayiv even in bezin. Rabbi Elazar answers, the Rabbi Isa may be talking about the type of work that is only considered work if it was intended to be done so by the owner, meaning he took the part into a barn to nurse her and to thresh grain over there as well, in which case it's only work if he wants her to thresh the grain, or if he used the water as a counterweight to measure something. Since it's dependent on the intent, it's considered only to be a grumma of damage for which one is only chayiv bidei shemayim. Rav has said that using the chatos water as a weight does not make it puzzle. And for tomorrow, he's talking about using it on one side of a balance scale. Rav Lazar is talking about using the water for actual measurement by placing something in it to see how much water gets displaced. If you use the water directly in that way, and if you hold the hezek she'ein and nikir shmei hezek, he should clearly be chayiv. Moses says both cases are where he used the water on a balance scale. But Lazar is discussing where he was mesiach das from the water and therefore becomes puzzle. Rav is discussing where he was not mesiach das, and that's why it does not become puzzle. Rav Papa asked, the Braisa says if someone stole truma and it became tamei, he can simply return it to its owner and he's not chayiv to pay. Now if hezek she'ein and nikir is considered to be true hezek, he should have to pay to yufta de chizkiya. Maybe we can say machlekes in chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon is actually machlekes like his Tanoim. A Braisa says if one makes another person's produce Tomei, or he mixes Truma into another person's produce, or he makes another's wine into Yayin Nesach, or May, it says a person's Chayiv to pay, whether it was done B'Shoig or B'Mezer. Behuda says if it was done B'Shoig, he gets pot, it was done B'Mezer, he's Chayiv. We can say that the Machlekes is or May says Hezek Shoein Niker is Shmei Hezek, or Behuda says it's not. And for the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak said maybe that everyone holds it's not true Hezek. The Machlekes may be there. May says we penalize the Shoig as a Gezer for the case of Mezer, and Behuda says that we do not. Based on this, we have a contradiction to the Shitas from another Braisa. The Braisa says if someone cooks something on Shabbos, or Meir says if it was done b'shoigig, the person may eat the food on Shabbos. If it was done b'mezid, he may never eat the food. We see our Meir does not penalize shoigig as a gzer for a case of mezid. The Braisa then says Rabbi Yehuda holds if it was done b'shoigig, he may not eat it until after Shabbos, and if it was done b'mezid, he may never eat this food. We see Rabbi Yehuda does penalize the shoigig as a gzer for a case of mezid. These views are contradictory to what they hold in the previous answer. Furthermore, the views of Meir are not problematic because it may be that he only penalizes when it's halacha derabbanon, like unrecognizable damage, but he does not feel the need to be goes by the rice like cooking on Shabbos. And although he penalizes by Yayin Nesach, which is also a case of the rice, that's different because the Isra of Vaidazar is so strong that we have to be goes there over there as well. The view of Rabbi Yehuda also not contradictory. He only penalizes by a deraisa, which is a stronger issue, not by a derabbanan. Although he's not goes by the case of Yayin Nesach, which is the rice, that's because the Aver of Vaidazar is so strong, people stay away from it anyway, and therefore there's no need to be goes there. For the acting more, Bryce says, or Meir says, if someone plants a tree on Shabbos, if it was done by Shoigi, he does not have to uproot it. If it was done by Meir, it has to be uprooted. If one planted a tree on Shemitah, whether it was done by Shoig or B'mezid, it has to be uprooted. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's planted on Shemitah, then B'Shoig it does not need to be uprooted, but B'mezid has to be uprooted. If it was planted on Shabbos, then in either case, it must be uprooted. Now we see from that Rabbi Meir was Geyser even by the Deraisa of Shemitah. Marissa, the Braisa itself seems problematic because he's only Geyser regarding Shemitah, but not regarding Shabbos. Rather, we must say, like our Meir explained, when people look at a tree 3 years later, they'll remember in which year it was planted. Therefore, this tree will always be known as having been planted during Shemitah, leading people to think that planting during Shemitah is mutter. That's why it has to be uprooted. In all cases, that concern is not present regarding planting on Shabbos because people will not remember what day the tree was planted. Rabbi gives another reason that Yidden are suspected of not keeping the halachas of Shemitah, but are not suspected of not keeping Shabbos. That's why we only have to be goyzer in the case of Shemitah. In fact, why is the second reason needed? Because there are times when people may be able to tell that the tree was planted on Shabbos. Like, for example, in the case that it was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, thereby getting the status of having been planted for the entire previous year. Now, in a year where the 30th day before Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, people looking back will be able to tell that it was planted on Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi gives the second reason why he was goyzer for Shemitah, but not Shabbos. Shemitah, above we said Rabbi Yehuda is Geyser in the case of Deraisa, but regarding Shemitah, he's not Geyser. Mar said in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, people were very careful about Shemitah, and that's why Gzeir was not necessary in that case.